There's progress, Baruch Hashem. She's doing better, but she's still in need of Rachame Shemayim. She should have her refuah shleima b'sof shaar chol Yisrael. The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis mentions the famous Yisod. We've been dealing the last few blocks with the Machlokas Rabbah and Rava. Why is it that a shliach who brings a gift from Medina Sayyam has to say b'fana? So Rabbah says b'fishein b'kiyam l'shmo, and Rava says b'fishein edem b'tziyam l'kaimo. So comes the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and brings the ironclad raya that proves that Rabbah is Islay de Rava. The Gemara quotes from Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, who says that if you bring a get mehegmonia lehegmonia, from one government to another within Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiyuv to say b'fana. So the question is why? If it's within Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbah, the bekiyam b'lishma, there should be no need to say b'fana. So to that, the Gemara says, Rabbah is like the Rava. Rabbah holds that even where there's no chashash of lishma, where they are gemiri, you know that they're gemiri and there's no need to say b'fana, mishum lishma, we're still concerned. We're concerned that it ain't edem mitzuyin l'kaimo, and therefore there's still a need to say lishma. And that's why, even if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no chashash of lishma, in certain circumstances there might be a need to say b'fana. The question is, even if you don't bring it from one government to another, even where there's no shas cherem, right? Bechlal, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, so are there shayaros mitzuyos in general? Maybe generally, if Rava is lady Rava and we're concerned about kiyum, so why should you say that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fana because there are shayaros mitzuyos? It sounds like dafka in a case of shas cherem, but if it wouldn't be shas cherem, so then there wouldn't be a need to say b'fana. Why not? So to that, the Gemara says earlier that even bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam, there are bate dinim kvuin. The bate dinim kvuin throughout Eretz Yisrael, there are bate dinim, and that's what makes the shayaros mitzuyos. Like we saw earlier in the Rishonim, that when there are yeshivas, when there are bate dinim, so people are traveling back and forth for the court cases, and the people watch the court cases, so therefore there are enough shayaros mitzuyos that there will be kiyam. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fana. Sai mishum lishma, sai mishum kiyum. There's no need. Mitzad lishma, there be kiyum b'lishma. Mitzad kiyum, since there are bate dinim kvuin, there's no need to say lishma yid. So that's from the Gemara. So this prompted the Ramban to say that if we're going to look carefully to figure out are there shayos mitzuyos or no shayos mitzuyos, what should emerge is that bizman hazeh, even if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you should have to say b'fana, because bizman hazeh, zok the Ramban, there are no bate dinim kvuin. If there are no bate dinim kvuin, then there are no shayaros mitzuyos. The Gemara tells you that the whole takana b'fanayot b'fanayachtam is hinging on there being bate dinim kvuin. So the lashon of the Gemara is that at the time of the Gemara, time of the Mishnah, there were bate dinim kvuin, even though it's bizman shem esim nashkayim, the olei regalim are no longer moving back and forth, but there's still a bate dinim kvuin. But zok the Ramban, bizman hazeh, that there are no bate dinim kvuin. So now there aren't going to be shayaros mitzuyos. If according to Rava, the need to say b'fana is a function of the mitzuyos, of whether there are shayaros mitzuyos, so then it turns out, bizman hazeh, you should have to say b'fana nechtam. Not just if you bring a get from Medina Sayyam, but if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Ramban, according to what the Gemara says on Daf Dalet, there should be a need to say b'fana nechtam. And this is in sharp contrast to the Rambam, as we pointed out, because the Rambam, Hilchos Gerush, and Perek Zayin, he just says, Pashut, that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fana. He's not just talking bizman ha-gemara, he's talking bizman hazeh. In his time, the Rambam and the Ramban lived at similar times, so why didn't he reference this idea that if there are no bate dinim kvuim, so then there is a need to say b'fana? Apparently the Rambam says, no, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, then stop. There's no need to say b'fana to b'fana. But why not? The Gemara says that it's a function of bate dinim kvuim. So we mentioned Rav Nochum wanted to say that the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, is how to understand the very nature of the takana b'fanei b'fanei nachta. Everyone agrees that the tam ha-takana was the same. Right? Everyone agrees that tam ha-takana, according to Rava, was that we're afraid that there aren't going to be shayaros mitzuyos, there won't be edim l'kaima. But the question is, did that become the nature of the takana itself? That the nature of the takana is that whenever the tam applies, then the takana applies? Or did Chazal say that even though the tam ha-takana is that we're afraid that there won't be edim mitzuyin l'kaima, but the nature of the takana was that Chazal gave you places where you have to say b'fana, Because the Metzius at the time of Chazal was a certain way. And Chazal said that there are other places that you don't have to say Befana, because the Metzius in those places were different. The Ramban holds that the Geder HaTakona is linked to the Tam. The Tam HaTakona is the Fishene, the Metzius, the Kaimo. And the Geder HaTakona is mamish linked to the Tam. So you got to apply it. B'chol Mokom u'b'chol zman. He says, Ein l'takona l'makom u'v'shaita. It's a takeoff on a Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein l'hegdish l'makom u'v'shaita. When it comes to be poda hegdish, it's a function of what it's worth, where it is. We don't say, oh, there's this standard price to hegdish. That's the Gemara. So the Ramban in a takeoff, right? He's using a phrase of the Gemara, but he says here it's the same thing. That ein l'takon el makom v'shaita, you have to apply the takon v'fanatim in every time and place, because it's a function of the metzias of that time and place. If there are bati dinu kfuin, then we're not afraid of kiyum. So then there's no need to say b'fanai. If there aren't bati dinu kfuin, then we are afraid of kiyum, and then there is a need to say b'fanai. So it doesn't matter. You can bring it in Eretz Yisrael. You can bring it in Chutzla. It's not an Eretz Yisrael Chutzla Eretz Likadin. That's just at the time of the Mishnah. That's where it broke down. But if b'zman hazeh you'll find that there aren't shayaris metzuyos in your particular place, then you have to say b'fana. Even if from the Mishnah, you wouldn't have to say b'fana, because it's not a function of just the chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzla. It's a function of whether there are shayaris metzuyos. So if within Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh there are no batei din kfum and there are no shayaris metzuyos, then you would have to say b'fana. That's what the Ramban holds. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam says no. The tam atakona was that we're afraid that there won't be kiyum. Right, that's Rava, and Rava Islay the Rava. Rava also holds that even if they're b'kiyum b'lishma, we're still afraid that they won't be kiyum. But Chazal instituted based on the Metzias in their time. Right? Chazal wanted to standardize this takana. They didn't want to leave it up to each and every individual, because then it's too complicated. Nasata tvarecha l'shiurim, nasata taroso b'yad kolecha ve'echad. It's too complicated, so they want to standardize it. So that's what Chazal said. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no b'fana. Because at the time of the Mishnah, at the time when they made the Takana, they were Batei Dinim Kfuim. The Olei Regalim made the Chayos Metzuyos, so even Bezman Shein Besim Migdash Kayam, they were Batei Dinim Kfuim. So Chazal were Misakin, that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say B'fana. Based on the Metzias that existed then, they standardized it. As opposed to Chutzlarts. In Chutzlarts, at those times, there were no Chayos Metzuyos. So there Chazal said that you do have to say B'fana. You do have to say B'fana. And even if it changes, it doesn't matter. That's the Takana of Chazal. And that's what the Rambam says. He just says, Pasha, you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, no need to say b'fana. You bring a get from Chutzlaz, there is a need to say b'fana. What, it's another Pasha like that? It just doesn't depend on every circumstance? No, the Rambam says that even if the Tama Takana was, because we don't know if there will be Edom Mitzvah in the Kaimo, but Chazal standardized it. So they said, if you bring it in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fana. You bring it in Chutzlaz, there is a need to say b'fana. And we added to that L'chora, that's what Rashi was assuming. And I spoke to some of the Talmidim during Seder. We're fleshing this out, but I think it's correct. The Rashi, both on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph and earlier on Daf Beis on the Mishnah, Rashi defines the borders of Eretz Yisrael based on Psukim. He invokes the Psukim to discuss what is Smuchos and what's Mevulos. So he says, look in Parshas Maaseh. The Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael had certain cities right on the border. Some cities were swallowed up within the border of Eretz Yisrael, some were some of the border of Eretz Yisrael. What is he bringing the pasuk for? And when he defines Rechem also, when he defines Rechem and Ashkel and Akel, he says that on the west of Eretz Yisrael, the Yama Godel is the Gvul. Because that's what the pasuk says. What does it matter what the pasuk says? So apparently he's assuming Chazal standardized the Takana. They standardized the Takana. So how do I know what the border of Eretz Yisrael is? Well, we'll look at the border of Eretz Yisrael for Trumas of Isis, for Kedusha. Whatever the border of Eretz Yisrael is for Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, for Trumas of Isis, that's the border for B'fanei B'fanei Nata. My Indian Shemitah, it's all Hasina. Well, what does one have to do with the other? The answer is, there's a standardized Takana. So we have to define Eretz Yisrael in some way. So how do we define it? Well, we have a border of Eretz Yisrael. We know what the border of Eretz Yisrael is vis-a-vis Trumas of Isis. So Chazal applied that to the Takana of B'fanei B'fanei Nata. Because that's how the Rambam understood this takana, Mistama. That's how Rashi understood that takana as well. Are you?
So the machlokes rishonim is based on whether a takana is l'shaita or l'asmavul.
Whether the takana is linked to the tam, or Chazal began with the tam, but then they standardized the takana below plug to separate between different general areas, and they didn't say that we'll apply the takana you know, piecemeal, looking at every single makom and figuring out whether there's a concern of Eidim Mitzrayim Karma or whatnot. Kuvi.
Why do Rashi and the Rambam give the time like Eretz Yisrael based off of Pesukim or based off of the Lachas of Truma? If seemingly it should just be based off of what the like, Metzias of like different places were at the time. It doesn't seem. It seems that they should have, like, Chazal should have been looking at, like what places they know about Lishma, where places have Shairos Mitzuyos, and then establish what the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael were. Not look at Sukkim and then establish the boundaries based off that.
No, so because that's more complicated. Then we have to like look at every single makom, judge, you know, talk to people, figure out where they were Shairos Mitzuyos, where they weren't. If you want to standardize a takana, it's easier to go with borders that are established already. So they looked in the Pesukim, they found the borders. So once you know the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so that's it. That's the makom. If you assume Eretz Yisrael is generally a place where they are Sharetz Mitzvah, so it's just easier to be koveya the boundaries for the Chayim Vanatham in the same way as boundaries that we know of previously. Yeah.
So then what's the Machlokas Rabban Rabban? How does that... It doesn't really matter what the reason is if the boundaries are not determined by that.
No, it does matter what the reason is. According to Rabbah, the Mishnah happens to say if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Rafanai. Rabbah and Rava both agree with that. The question is why do they agree with that? Right. They both agree, but the question is why don't you have to say Rafanai? One says because they're Gemiri. The other says that they're abundant to their form. Either they're Batei Din Kfum now, at the time of the Mishnah, or they're Batei Din Kfum at the time of the Takana. So Chazal established it based on the time of the Takana. Shlomo Leib pointed out that Lechora, Reb Nachum's understanding of the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, presumably should be the Machlokas to Deis and Tosfos on Davos, right? Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. We had a kasha, right? The Ashkelon, the Tosis on the Bezim at Aleph, is talking about Rabbi Huda's Shita, Rekem Lemizrach, Rekem Kemizrach, Akol Ketzafon, Akol Ketzafon, Ashkelon Lidarum. The borders of Eretz Yisrael are delineated, right? Rabbi Huda says what the borders are. So, the Rishonim all is, but I don't understand. Ashkelon was conquered by the Olei Mitzrayim. Ashkelon was conquered by the Olei Mitzrayim, so why should Ashkelon be Kedarah? You could ask the same question about Akko. Right? Akko was conquered by the Olei Mitzrayim, so why should it be Ketzafon? Why should it be part of Chutz Laaretz vis-a-vis Yufan Rebbeinu Nachman? So Rabbeinu Tam answered, and even if the Olei Mitzrayim were kovish these places, Rabbi Huda mentions, but the Olei Bavel were not. The Olei Bavel were not kovish them. We assume that the Kedusha Rishona was Batla. So the Olei Bavel were not kovish them, then it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if these places don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then they don't have a din of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis B'fanei V'fanei Atam. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Right? So he seems to hold that B'fanei V'fanei Atam is a function of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What does the Ri say? The Ri says no. He says even if the only Bavel were Kovish, these places, even if they have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so what? The din of B'fanei V'fanei Atam is not a function of the Kedusha. It's a function of being close to the Yishuv. Right? And these places were Muflag Min HaYishuv, Muflag mi batei dinim. Right, his lashon is the fishu b'sofa gvul v'rofok may maker yishuv eretz yisrael. The muflag mina yeshivus ubatei dinim. It's far from civilization, far from the population. Sentence. So therefore, there's a need to say b'fana. The Ri is saying that b'fana is clearly not a function of kedushas eretz yisrael. It's a function of being close to the yishuv. So at first glance, it would seem as though Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri is a dovetailing the Rambam and the Ramban. Do you say that B'fanei D'fanei Natam is a function of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or do you say that no, it's a function of being close to the Yishuv? Aidan, you have something to say?
How do you define
Batei Din Kfum? Means there are established Batei Din that are hearing court cases on a regular basis. So we know people are going to be coming there. Not like there's a pickup Bez Din when someone has a case, so then they're going to find Talmid HaChacham and they're going to sit. No, they're about to deal with people. No, the Bezdin's going to sit on Monday and Thursday, you know, and at such and such a time. So then people are going to travel around. They're going to go to that Bezdin, and you'll have the Shayos Mitzvahs. So at first glance, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri seem to be paralleling the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban. That's what Shlomo Leib suggested. I thought it was a very good point. But then I looked in Tosfos carefully and I saw that I don't think it's correct. Because if you look at Rabbi Natan, if you look at the Lashon, he doesn't say that. What does he say? The Omer Rabbi Natan, the Oli Bavel, Okif Shua Kadama Per Kama the Chulin, Gabi Beishan, Habik Racham Kovshim Ali Mitzayim Lo Kovshim Ali Bavel, Ulakach Ein Talmide Chachamim Mitzuyim Sham Vein Batei Dinim Kruim Sham. What's the Rabbi Natan? What's he saying? He says, since the Oli Bavel were not Kovish these Mekomos, they don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore what? And therefore, there's no need to say Bafanai? I'm sorry, and therefore there's a need to say Bafanai because they're not part of Eretz Yisrael? No, there's a need to say Bafanai because there aren't Talmidei Chachamim there. Talmidei Chachamim are not Mitzuyim, the Batei Dinim are not Kruim Sham. So what's Rabbi Natan saying? Rabbi Natan is saying that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not the Siba, it's not the reason to determine whether you have to say Bafanai or Bafanai Nachtam in that particular place or not. That if you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and there's no need to say Bafanai. If there's no Kedusha, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and there is a need to say Bafanai. That's not what he's saying. He's saying Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a simin ladav. It's only a simin as to whether there are people living there. Right? Is there a population there? Are there batidim kruim there? Are there yeshivas there? It's not a siba for Bafanai. It's a simin for whether you have to say Bafanai. Machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Ri is do we say that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a good simen as to whether there are Talmidei Chachamim and Batei Din and Kfurim? That if the Olei Bavel were not Kovish, then there isn't enough of a concentration of Yishuv B'nai Adam. There's not enough of Batei Din and Kfurim there. And therefore you'll have to say Bafana. Right? Or do we say no? If there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, by definition, there are going to be enough people, right? They're not arguing how many people are there. There is a certain number, but the question is that enough of a concentration? Or do you say, no, if it's muflag from the Iker HaYishuv, as the Rish says, if muflag from the Iker Yishuv, even if there are some Batei Din Kfurim, if that's not enough. So it's a function of degree. It's a function of how much do you have Batei Din Kfurim, how many yeshivas do you have there? Does it have to be part of the Iker Yishuv, or is it enough if it's not part of the Iker Yishuv? It's not that Rabbi Natan says Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the koveya. If it's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's a din of Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. Then you don't have to say Bafana. No, if it has Kedusha, then that's going to attract people, enough people that there'll be enough of a Batei Dinim Kfurim, enough of a presence of Batei Dinim, enough of a presence of yeshivas that the Mitzius you'll have a Mitzuyim L'Kaim. Right? They're both going with the Ramban, I think. I think Shlomo Leib's point was very well taken. That they're setting you up in a way that you think that it's the Rambam and the Ramban. But I don't think so. I think Rabbi Natan is going with the Ramban. It's just he's explaining how do I know what's the simon ladover in Eretz Yisrael for Batei Din Kfurim. So he says if there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that is enough of a simon that there'll be enough of a concentration of Batei Din and yeshivas that the mitzvahs, we won't be afraid that there are no Eidim Mitzvahs in the Kaimo, and then there's no need to say Bafanai. As opposed to the Rambam and Rashi, they hold that no, if you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael from the Olei Mitzrayim, that's sufficient. That has a status, right? It's a status of Eretz Yisrael is nikva based on the Psukim, and Chazal Bakoveya, that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael that whose boundaries are governed by the Kedusha, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Bafana. And that's it. It's not that it's korov to the Yishuv enough. Right? It has enough Batei Dinim, it has enough Talmidei Chacham. No, if it's Eretz Yisrael, based on the boundaries, and that's enough to say that there's no need to say Bafana. Yes, all right.
Just we said that answer, though, but we said one of the reasons that we said that they were able to kiss the ground of Akko was that even though there's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha stayed there forever, but it doesn't mean there's actually a Yishuv over there. So according to that...
Which Taras are you talking about? The Ramban, Chavivas? Chavivas is a totally different concept.
Right, but saying that you can have Kedusha and not have Yishuv, so it means there still is Chavivas there. So meaning that just because there's Kedusha, it's not according to everyone there's a Siman or Dover that there's going to be a Yishuv. Meaning, if there's Yishuv, then you would have there's going to be frequent...
No, the Ramban's Taras is that even if there's no Kedusha, and even if there is no Yishuv, there's still not a reason to kiss the ground because there's Chavivas. That's a further Chiddush. But he's not arguing with the, with Rabbi Natan and the Rif fundamentally, they all agree that Bafana is a function of being part of the Yishuv. It's just his Chiddush is Rabbi Abba could kiss the ground, even if the Mamash is no Yishuv. There's no Kiddush, there's no Yishuv, people are not there, but there's still the Chavivus if the Olim Mitzrayim will publish it, because that's part of Eretz Yisrael that was given to the others. No? But why would he mention psukim that don't determine where you have to say b'fana? Right? If he's saying the west of Eretz Yisrael is a function of the Yamagadol, what does the Yamagadol have to do with this? Just determine where are the bate dinim kfuim. Right? If there are bate dinim kfuim, so then it's a part of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, bechlal, there are bate dinim. How do you judge the nasim? There's a whole discussion on dafches. How do you judge the islands in the sea? They're bate dinim kfuim in the islands, but it's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the border. So the fact that he's mentioning the Yamagadol and the Nasim, and he's talking about what's the border of Eretz Yisrael. He's not talking about the metzius of where bate dinim kfuim. I think that's very, very noteworthy in Rashi, because it's different than what the Ramban would say. Right? He would say you got to apply it. I got to apply it appropriately for kol makom kol shah to determine where there are bate dinim kfuim. Where there are bate dinim kfuim, that's Eretz Yisrael. And you don't have to say b'fanu where there are no bate dinim kfuim. Then you would have to say b'fanu. Yes?
It seems like the primary time that there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is when the Beis Hamikdash was Chayim. And therefore, after the fact, Rebbe said that, like, depending on whether there is Kedusha, it's going to influence whether or not their yeshiva is there, bate dinim. So, like, what time periods constitute there being Kedusha versus there not? Because usually it's kind of like when the Beis Hamikdash is Chayim, there is Kedusha. When there's not, when it isn't Chayim, then there's no Kedusha. But like, why would one time period be different than another time period?
No, so the Gemara says that even Bezman Shem Beis Hamikdash Chayim, if they're about to be in Kedusha, right? We're not talking Kedusha anymore, right? I mean, the fact is, Kedusha Shnia, many Rishonim hold, still exists Bezman Hazeh, right? The Kedusha Rishonu is Batla, but the Kedusha Shnia, the Kedusha is Kai, but there's no question that when we went into Golus, there wasn't a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't an Iker Yishuv, there wasn't really a Yishuv before, right? So to determine when the Yishuv exists nowadays, you're not looking at Kedusha. Right? At the time of the Ole Bavel, then we were looking at Kedusha. So that's what the Rishonim are talking about.
But within that time period,
apply Bezman Hazeh, the Ramban is applying Bezman Hazeh, he's after the Beis Hamikdash which was destroyed. So the Ramban is saying, look at it in the here and now. Look at it b'chol makom u'b'chol shah. That's how to determine, you know, what's called Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis b'fana. And the Ram and Rashi would say, no, we don't look at it the here and now. The takana was something that was part of Eretz Yisrael then. It's part of Eretz Yisrael now vis-a-vis b'fana. The takana was standardized and it's etched in stone there. I think it's muchuch to say Rabbi Natan was going with the Ramban and not with Rashi and the Ramban. Because the Gemara in Daf Vav, which I asked you to see, Gemara in Daf Vav talks about Bavel, right? The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is Bavel. Does Bavel have a din of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin or not? We pass him like Rav, that it does have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Then later on in the Sugya, Gemara quotes Amaroi. You have a very machmir that before me. Gemara says, Rabba Baravua Matzuch me Arsa la Arsa, Rav Sheish is Matzuch me Shchuna la Shchuna, Rabba Matzuch Baos la Shchuna. These are Maroyim required b'fani nit b'fani nechtam. Me Arsa la Arsa. What does that mean? Rashi said, Mishur es Abotan shebitzam Rishus Arabim Lashur Shekenegdom. They had Rishus Arabim going through the street, and there was a Shur es Abotan, a row of homes on either side of the Rishus Arabim. So he was matzuch even from one side of the Rishus Arabim to the other, that you have to say b'fanei d'fanei nachtam. And this is in Bavel, right? Stop, right? Rav Sheshes was matzuch mishchuna l'shchuna. Shchuna l'shchuna is stam shchuna shlosha batim, Rashi says. That means even on the same side of Rishus Arabim, right? A shchuna, a neighborhood is not, you know, a couple of blocks. His neighborhood was three batim. Okay, so he was matzuch even mishchuna shchuna, and Rav was matzuch even ba'osa shchuna, right? Not just from a group of three to another three, but even within the group of three, he was matzuch to say b'fanei nechtam. So, frak the Gemara, ay v'harava hu da'amal v'sheinei demetzuin akam. Rav is the Mara Deshmaitse. Rav is the one who says that the Fana is a function of Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo. What? But also Shchuna? Within the three Batim, you're not going to have Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo? People don't know of each other's signatures? Just three homes? Three homes, that's it? That's it? They're not going to know each other's signatures? So that the Gemara, no, Shani B'nai Mechoza Denaydi. Rav lived in Mechoza, and the B'nai Mechoza were Naydi. Right? They were always traveling on business. They were going and they were going away. The Naidi Rashi says in a Mishnah Bivatem Shetrudim Lescharav Emakir Chasimo Shabene. They're so busy running back and forth to China and to that, wherever they're going, right? That they weren't going to China from Mechoza that time, but whatever. They're going on business, traveling all around. So they just don't know each other's signatures. They're never around. It's not a way to raise a family, but okay. I guess they had that problem at the time of the Gemara also. So they were running around. They were Naidi so much. To the 90 so much, even Rava who says it's all a function of whether Eidim would be Mitzuyim Lekaimo, they're not going to be Mitzuyim Lekaimo because they're not going to be around. They won't know each other's signatures. So comes Tosfos and says, Mikan Posek Rabbeinu Tam, the Hashtub is not as that, Sarach Lomer B'chol Mokam B'fanei Nichtav. Rabbeinu Tam says, based on this Gemara and Davav, very famous Gemara in Gittin, Shiny B'nei Mechoza, the 90, that if you have people that are running around, you're not going to have Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaima because they're not going to know each other's signatures. So, Zabdur Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Hazeh, he thinks you have to be funny to find out them in all places. In all places. Afa gab the Kaima and Kirava dam, if you shayne Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaima, below me shum lishma, become makam tzarech, the hashta b'chol makomos naidi kivnei mechazah. Zabdur Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing changed. You can have longer shashiurim about whether you save a funai and why, and two people and one. He said the whole thing, Bizman Hazeh, you can have to save a funai everywhere. In Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzah, it doesn't matter. Because there aren't going to be Shayaras Mitzuyos of people who know the Chasimus. No one's going to know the Chasimus of anyone else. Because people are so naive, people are running around. So therefore, you got to apply the din of a funai with the Vanechtam, b'chom mokom u'b'chol shah. What does it sound like? Does this sound like the Ramban or like the Rambam? Mm-hmm. Sounds like the Ramban. And who is this? Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rabbeinu Tam L'Shitasa. Rabbeinu Tam L'Shitasa. Rabbeinu Tam may have said that you don't have to say Befana in Eretz Yisrael because of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But what's the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Not because Chazal standardized the Takon, but because a Mokum that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is going to have Batei Dinim Kfuim. It's a function of the Metzias. Is it going to have enough of a Yishuv to have Batei Dinim Kfuim? That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam Agavav says Lemaisa. People are naive. People are running around. They're moving around. They're not going to be there. They're not going to know the signatures. So they're not going to know the signatures. It doesn't matter what the place is, you know, what the Metzius was at the time of the Takana. No, we look at the Metzius in the here and now. And if people are naive, so then they're not going to know each other's signatures. Then there will be a chiyuv to say b'fanei nechtav. It doesn't matter where, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel and in Chutzla, it doesn't matter. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, like the Ramban, and it's a function of the Metzias, of whether they're going to be Batei Dinim Kfuim, whether they're going to be Yeshivas. Whether you'll have Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo, or you're not going to have Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo. As opposed to the Rambam and Rashi, who hold that the Takana was more standardized. Okay, this is the basic Machlokas HaRishon. So this Yesod, Reb Nachum's Yesod, can help explain. You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What are these Amaram coming to say that, like, oh no, in this place you need to say B'fanai, that place you need to say B'fanai, sound like Ramban in general? Like, how does Rashi and Rambam?
Reb Nachum's Yesod can help explain a very difficult Rambam. Right? The answer to Yakash is maybe the Rambam doesn't pass like that Gemara. Do you find this Gemara in the Rambam? I looked high and low this morning. It's not in Paragzai. He doesn't mention this. Interestingly enough, there is an Oz Hey over here in the Rambam, which refers to Hilchos Gerushin Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. I did not find this in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. I'm not sure what the Ein Mishpat is referring to. I didn't find this Gemara in the Rambam, and there's a reason why I didn't find the Gemara in the Rambam. There's a difficult Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Let's back up a second. The Magen Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, all the Oz Hekelim and the Rambam are troubled about the Rambam at the beginning, the Rambam in not in Halacha. Let's see, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, not Halacha Ches. I don't know where the Ein Mishpat, but the Mishpat. I don't know. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerush in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey writes like this. He says Shliach Shevi Get Mimakom LeMakom BeChutz Laretz Ome Eretz Yisrael LeChutz Laretz Ome Chutz Laretz LaOretz Im Haya Shliach Ome B'Shas Ktiv Zagev Chasimaso Areza Ome Fanei Fanei Nachem. So let's take the first case of the Rambam. Shliach Shevi Get Mimakom LeMakom BeChutz Laretz. What does that mean? What's Makom LeMakom BeChutz Laretz? What does Makom Mimakom LeChutz Laretz mean? There, there's a chiyuv to say b'fanei. So the Magen Mishnah says, "Mashakasa mimakom l'makom b'chutz laretz." Alva gav the kaimel and kirava the omer the time of the masnis and the fishen had the mitzvah l'kaimel. K'moshi yizbar perek zeh. What's the Magen Mishnah bothered with? Paskin like a rava, rabbis like a rava. Everyone holds the rava, right? So the problem is ain't had the mitzvah l'kaimel. What's his kasha? It sounds from the Rambam that if you bring a get, Shliach brings a get, mi makom le makom lechutz laretz, from any tuma, from one makom to any other makom, any tuma comes, not just mimdina le medina, mi makom le makom. Mi makom le makom sounds like even ba'osa medina, just one from one place to another. There's a chiyuv to say b'fanei. So fact of Magen Mishnah, I don't understand. We paskin like Rava, that the time is the fishen, and the mitzvah in the kaimo, and the Gemara and Daf Beis and the Beis said, the Gemara and Daf Dal also had the deal that ba'osa medina b'medina sayam. Rava would say that there's no need to say b'fanai. So why does the Rambam say mimakom l'makom b'chutz laretz? There's need to say b'fanai. Doch a pella, it's a pella. So it's up the Magi Mishnah. No, but if you move on to Daf Vav, you'll see. For Amru Sham, the Rava have a matzah v'osa shchona. The Hikshuva Harava, who the Amal of Yishen, the Mitzvah in the Kaimah, the Tirzu Shani B'nei Mechoza, the Naidi, etc. And Tosus quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam, B'Zman Azeh, Kuli Yamak B'nei Mechoza, Ninu, the Kulu Meinid Naidi, the Kulu Tzvichan, Shiyama B'Faneinu Nechtam, Faneinu Nechtam. So Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that since Shani b'nei mechoz ad naidi, and b'zman hazeh we're all naidi, so you always have to say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, always. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So zok the Magen Mishnah ve'ein kach das Rabbeinu. The Rambam disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam a little bit. Ela davka mimakom lemakom, aval ba'oso makom lav kuliyam akib b'nei mechoz v'imtza edim l'kaimu. The Rambam is like the Rabbeinu Tam with a twist. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains. He agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam fundamentally that what? That because b'zman hazeh people are more naidi, so therefore there's a need to say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, even in places where you wouldn't have thought so. Even in places where at the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara you wouldn't have had to say b'fanei. But the Rambam argues with the expansion of the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't say that afilu ba'osa shchuna, right? Afilu ba'osa shchuna, even ba'osa, what's his lashon? Right? He doesn't say ba'osa makom, dafka mi makom le makom. Rambam says, "Mimakom lemakom, l'shchuna l'shchuna, not ba'osa shchuna." So far, that we're not going to say. Not going to say that ba'osa makom, but mimakom lemakom. The Rambam says, even if it's not medina l'medina, if it's ba'osa medina, so that's enough. We're naidi enough that you have to say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. He's like the Rabbeinu Tam, but just not as extreme as Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you have to say b'fanei everywhere nowadays. The Rambam says not everywhere. If it's mimakom lemakom, then there's a chiyuv. But ba'osa makom, ba'osa shchuna, let's say, right, in a smaller area, there the Rambam would admit that you don't have to say b'fanei. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. Frekta lecha Mishnah, what's he talking about? The Rambam in Halacha Aleph says that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanei. Even mimakom lemakom, shliach shehevi get mimakom lemakom beretz Yisrael. Avavish larak sivus I get. It's fine. You don't have to say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. Even mimakom lemakom. So if the Rambam holds that no mimakom lemakom b'chutz laretz, there's a chiyuv to say b'fanei because people are naidi. Right? Because people are naidi. So that should be true in Eretz Yisrael also. He says mashiiskim arava magid divrei rabbeinu divrei rabbeinu tam b'ktas. Right, divrei rabbeinu tam b'ktas, a little bit like rabbeinu tam, not completely. Right, Pashta, a milo be'inam b'fanei l'fanei n'artam, the b'chal makom was naidi, bein b'eretz yisrael, bein b'chutzat. So if the Rambam says, v'imakom l'makom there's a chiyav, it's like the Rabbi Natan, but just a little bit less. So then l'chor and eretz yisrael should be the same halacha. What's more, frektalech and mishnah, if the ki, according to the Rambam, is naidi, so then why does he say, v'imakom l'makom? He should mention the chiluk of naidi. He should mention the svara. Mention the svara. That in a place where people are naidi, then you have to say b'fana. Bein b'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutzlaretz, whatever it is. The key is not Eretz Yisrael and chutzlaretz anymore. The key is naidi. So let the Rambam say the magic words. He doesn't explain where the takana applies. It's a pella, frekta lecha mishnah. Why doesn't he say, ha'yelo lahazgir chilek zebed varvi, naidi or lo naidi? It's all a function of whether people are moving around. So don't say mokom le mokom. It's not mokom le mokom. It could change, right? If people are more naidi, so maybe Rabbi Natan will be completely right. Rabbi Natan, who held that even ba'osa shchuna, there's a chivzei b'fanai, maybe that's taka true. It's all a function of how naidi people are. So the Rambam left out the ikar frekta lecha mishnah. The Rambam left out the ikar. What's going on? If you explain the Rambam the way that we've been explaining, with Nochem's Derech, so no fakert, that the Rambam might hold that the Koveh is not Naidi. The Rambam argues with the Rabbeinu Tam. He says that it doesn't matter that people are more Naidi Bismanazim. No. Chazal made a standardized takana. Chazal say that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Bafana. Period. Whether you bring it Oso Makom, Mimakom Lemakom, Yehuda Tagal, it doesn't matter where you bring it. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it's only Zerufana. Aye, but people are night, doesn't matter. The Tama Takana was that we want to make sure that there are Edom Shulakam. But the Gedera Takana was, you bring it in Eretz Yisrael, within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing to Zerufana, period. And it doesn't change. Even Bizman Azan. So the whole Kasha Lecha Mishnah is not a Kasha. Rabbi Nutam is a Ramban man, but the Rambam argues. He says, Naidi is not the key, because there's a standardized takana. But the standardized takana was that in Chutz Laretz, where's the chiyuv to say b'fana? Mimakom l'makom. Mimdina l'medina. That's where Chazal v'koveya. So Chazal v'koveya, that you say it, Mimakom l'makom b'Chutz Laretz, so that's the shir, Bizman Azeh as well. What does Mokom l'makom l'fi the Rambam mean? It means Mimdina l'medina, because that's where Chazal v'koveya, that you have to say b'fanei and chutz laretz. It's not a function of whether people are naidi. No, the Rambam holds is a standard takana. So it doesn't matter, even if the metzias changes, but the nature of the takana is not going to change, because the takana is just a standard takana, that if you bring it in Eretz Yisrael, there's no b'fanei. You bring it in chutz laretz, then there is going to be b'fanei. But dafka, if it's medina l'medina, if it's mimakom l'makom, if it's ba'os medina, so then chazal will not misakim, because at the time of the Takanas Chazal, the Metzias was that there were Edom Metzuyim L'Kaima Ba'osu Medina. Okay, so this will explain the Shita Saramba. Daniel.
What is the spark to say that the Tam and the Hagdaras of the Takana is the same? And you're trying to help out the woman and make sure there's Edom there. So what does it make sense for the Chazal to do like a low-blog of Eretz Yisrael? I mean, let's say in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, the taka is not going to be shared with the seus. What's the spark to say that the Rambam Rashi?
Because again, the whole, I hear, but the whole thing is only a chashash ba'alma, right? It's a chashash ba'alma, right? We had someone who was helping us with that phrase, right? It's the whole thing is just las ba'alma, right? Chashash ba'alma. So, okay, Chazal are concerned about something, but if they don't standardize the takana, so then it's too confusing for people. So they don't leave it up to komakom b'chol shah. They want to make a standard takana because then it's easier. And it's easier for people to apply. So they make a gzera below plug. You're in one place, you have to say b'fanei, and another place, don't say b'fanei. It's just easier to apply that takana. Aye, but in certain circumstances, it's not going to apply as well. Look, there could always be strange circumstances. You know, there could be a place where we think that there should be shayaras mitzuyos. It turns out that there are no shayaras mitzuyos. Somehow, you know, when the lady needs it, the shayaras are not going to be available. So what? But we have to apply the takana in a standard way. So this is more of a standardization of the takana. We take care, we consider the tam, but the tam is not the end-all and be-all. That's what a gzera below plug is all about. All right.
when the Gemara says that the name of Chuzah are 90, is that limited just to the name of Chuzah in the Gemara, or is it also talking about other places in Baga?
So Rava lived in Mechoza. He was talking only about the Mechoza. Rabbi Natan expands it. Right? So the Rambam might not even paskin like that Gemara. Right? He might say that Naidi is not a Koveh. Right? It's fascinating, right? This is a Gemara, but the Rambam doesn't seem to quote that Gemara. Right? So it could be the Rambam doesn't paskin like that Gemara. Because he holds it as a standard Takam.
How do we explain the Magen Mishnah? And the Magen Mishnah still says that the Rambam is Koveh based off of Naidi.
Right? But so the Magen Mishnah is arguing with this approach. But I'm trying to answer the Lechem Mishnah's kashas. Right? The approach we have will answer the Lechem Mishnah's kashas. It's against the Magen Mishnah. The kashas of the Lechem Mishnah are against the Magen Mishnah's pshat, but we're suggesting Reb Nochum would have a different pshat in the Rambam. So according to him, the kashas of the Lechem Mishnah might be kashas, but unfortunately his pshat is against the Magen Mishnah, so that is the one drawback. We don't want to be against the Magen Mishnah. But here, the Lechem Mishnah already was bought with the Magen Mishnah.
So what have we accomplished?
We've answered the kashas of the Lechem Mishnah, and we have a new approach to the Rambam, which we think Lanius Datenu, right, might be better than the Magen Mishnah's approach. I'm just here to explain a Rambam.
Okay,
right? Do you have a pshat in the Rambam now? Does it work?
Yeah.
Great. Then let's go back. Okay. So just two more points in the sugya. Okay, there are two more tosis that I asked you to see, which I think are very important. So first of all, the Gemara had said that at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Olei Regolim created Shayaras Mitzuyis. Right? Came in the Ika, Olei Regolim, Mishkav Shchichim. The tosis points out that the idea of Shayaras Mitzuyis applies differently in different areas of Halacha. He's bothered, the Gemara in Bava Basra, right, for those who were here last year, discussed Cheskas Gimel Shonim at great length. Right? Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a Cheskas Raya. You're not kona the field with the Cheskas Gimel Shonim, but you're kona the field. Let's say you're kona the field with a shtar. But now you want to prove that you're the owner. So people hold on to their shtaras only for 3 years. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Avchafes, they hold on to the shtaras for 3 years, but afterwards, if no one protested that you're sitting on the land and eating the peiros, so we assume the person's not going to be holding on to the shtar. So then you can't complain. The marakama, the original owner, can't complain after 3 years. Because we can say, where were you for the first 3 years? That's the only time that the machzik, the person who bought the field, who's holding on to the field, it's the only time that he would hold on to the shtar. Once it's after the first 3 years, he's not going to hold on to the shtar. So where were you? Where were you? You should have complained within the first 3 years. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches in Bava Basra points out that the mecha'a of the marakama does not have to be in front of the machzik. But even mecha'a shalom b'fanav, havya mecha'a. Even mecha'a shalom b'fanav is a mecha'a. They don't have to be in the same city. Even if they're not in the same city, as long as he's mocha in front of two people, right, as long as he's mocha in front of Eidim, so then we assume that the mecha'a is going to get to the machzik. If he protests within the first 3 years, then the machzik is going to hold on to the shtar longer. Under the shtar even after 3 years. So then if we come to him after 3 years, he doesn't have the shtar. So that's a raya brewer that he's not the lokach. He never bought the field because he should have held on to it. There was a mecha. But the mecha doesn't have to be b'fanav. Why not? Forwards. Why? Is anyone around? Chaver is they. Very good. Right? Because people have friends. So if you mocha in front of two people, we assume that there's going to be a coal. Right? There's going to be a coal that it's going to spread and then the machzik is going to find out about it. And that's why he's going to hold on to the shtar. The Tosa says, "Va'afal gadli inyan mechash lo b'fana v'amina mecheskes habatin." Stam Yehuda v'gol lo kashas chayram domi v'lo havi mecha. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Ches, the Mishnah there says that if he was in Yehuda, the person's machzik in Yehuda and the marakama is in Golil, right? So that mecha is not going to work. That mecha is not going to work. Shalosh haratzos lechazaka Yehuda ve'ever hayarden ve'hagolil. Hoya be'Yehuda ve'after the gol ve'after be'Yehuda ain't a chazaka. There, it's not going to work. So why not? I thought you said mecha shalom afanav is a good mecha. The Gemara says no. Stam Yehuda ve'gol k'shas chayim dami. It's somehow it was hard to get from one makom to the other, from Yehuda to Gol, from Gol to Yehuda. Shas Cheirim. It's Kishas Cheirim Dami. It weren't Shayaras Mitzuyas. But they weren't Shayaras Mitzuyas, so that's why it's not going to be in Mechav. That's why it's not going to be in Mechav. The Pella is, Agamar says that Kevin the Ika Ole Regole Mishka Shechichi. That if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, they're all going to be Shayaras Mitzuyas. It sounds like even Yehuda and Golem. Right? The Ole Regolem are going from Golem to Yehuda. Yerushalayim is in Yehuda. So, from our Gemara, it sounds like Yehuda v'Golil, there are Shayaras Mitzvahs. And yet the Gemara in Bava Basra, vis-a-vis Mecha'a, of the Marakama, to prevent the Cheskas Gemal Shonim, and the other Gemara says that Dam Yehuda v'Golil, Kshas Chayim Dami, there are Shayaras Mitzvahs. So which one is it? Which one is it? Are there Shayaras Mitzvahs between Yehuda and Golil or not? Without Tosfos, there's a distinction between the two. Ha'inu mishum she'ein ha'machzik darko l'chazer im osu mecha. Aval hocha shemagzeres achar edim amakim chasimas ha'edim mitzuyin l'kaimu. He says the cases are totally different. In the case of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, if the machzik really bought the karka, so he's not listening for a mecha. If the mecha comes to his ear, so then he'll be careful about the shtar. But he's not running after the mecha. He reacts, right? He reacts to the mecha. But he's not actively seeking the mecha. He's only reacting to the mecha. So he's only reacting to the mecha. So from Yehuda to Golil, Stam Yehuda to Golil, Kishas Chayim Dami, that means it's not that the two areas are split off completely. There are no Shayaras Mitzuyas Bechlam. No, there are Shayaras Mitzuyas, but they're not so many. There's not a significant Shayaras Mitzuyas. So if the Machzik is not actively pursuing the mecha, then he's not going to hear, because there aren't enough people coming back and forth. But here, if the woman wants to remarry, right, so what does she have to do? She needs to find Kiyum in order to be able to use this get to remarry. She needs something over here. So if she needs something over here, she's not going to react to something that she hears. She's going to be actively pursuing people to be Mekayim the get. So if she's actively pursuing, she will find enough people. Right? There's enough Shayaras Mitzuyas from Yehuda to Gol, even though it's Kishas Chayim Dami. There's a trickle, but there's enough Shayaras Mitzuyas that someone who's looking for the people who are coming will find the people. Someone who's not looking, someone who's just reacting to the Mecha, that person is not going to find enough people traveling. He's not going to find enough people traveling for the Mecha to travel to. Okay, this is the first point of Tosfos. Bim Tomar, Tosfos is not finished. Bim Tomar de Lekamon Mashma Ipcha. What's the Gemara Davav? Well, we just had the Gemara Davav, right? B'nei Mechoza Naidi. It's even Mishchuna L'shchuna. There's a Chiyot Rebefanai. Rava says even Ba'osa Shchuna. What does that mean? Right? So there's a need to say Befanai. The assumption is that means there are no Shayaras Mitzuyas. You just told me that for get, you need less of a Shayaras Mitzuyas than for Mecha. And now you're telling me that B'nai Mechoz and Naidi, then even for get, you're not going to have Shayaras Mitzuyas. So does that mean Mecha is not going to work in Mechoza? Right? There's no Shayaras Mitzuyas even for get. So there's no Shayaras Mitzuyas for get. Even if you're looking for the people, you're not going to find the people. What, so someone who's Mocha within Osa Shchuna, Mishchuna L'Shchuna, from one side of the Rishas Rabbim to the other, Mecha is not going to work. How can that be? It's like a Pella. How can that be? The Yishlomar, as it does, is no. Also a Chilin. The Hasam, Afilu, Yimcha, B'fnei B'nei Adam, Sholchem Lahem, Shil Yomer L'Magzig, Mikol Mokom, Derech Halich Hasam, Yomer L'Achem, Rechav, Rechav, Isle, Kini Amin, and Asam. Abel Le'inyin, Kiyum, Kevin, and Aydi, Lo Yimcha, Kiyum, Kshay, Yitzdarech Lahem. Tosa says again, it's a Chilin. Mecha and Get are different, but it's such different chilukim depending on the circumstance. he says, again, the purpose of the Mecha, what's the goal of the Mecha? You just need a Mecha, right, at a split second. Right? If you hear the Mecha, so then we assume, Chava Chava Isle, the Mecha will travel. So does the person have to be there? You know, does he have to continue to be there? No. As long as he's mocha, he's traveling around. He's going on business. He's only here for a short time. But he can just be mocha right before he leaves. I don't need him to stay in town. Because as long as he's mocha, chaver chaver isle will spread the macha. That's sufficient. But when it comes to kiyum, yes, it's true that the lady is going to be actively pursuing the shayaras mitzvah. She'll be actively pursuing the people. But the problem is, there's a critical moment in time. She's not going to be pursuing the people unless she needs kiyum. Right? In that window of time when she needs kiyum, that's when she needs the people. So chaver chaver isle is not going to help you over here. She needs the people to be mekayim the get in the here and now. So if the b'nei mechoz, if the people of the town are going to be naidi, then when she needs them, they're not going to be there. Yes, the shayaros are mitsuyos between Yehuda and Golil, that she'll push to find people. But if the b'nei ha'ir are naidi, so then the concern is they're going to go out on business. They won't be available when she needs them. They won't be available when she needs them. So they're not going to be available. So that's why there'll be a problem with kiyum. That's why there's a chiyuv to say b'fanei the divine master. So there are two different issues. That on the one hand, mecha is harder, right? Mecha, the shayaras mitzuyas between Yehuda and Galil, there aren't so much shayaras mitzuyas, but there's a little bit. Right? But when it comes to mecha, since the machzik is not running after the mecha, he's only reacting to the mecha, so the fact that there are less shayaras mitzuyas between Yehuda and Galil, that's the problem. That's why the mecha is not going to work. But the woman is running after Eidim Mitzuyim Mekayimos, as long as there are Shayaras Mitzuyos, then she'll find them. When she needs them, she'll find them. But to find Kiyum in the people of the city, that the concern is that they're not going to be here when she needs them. It's not going to be Shayaras Mitzuyos. Right? People are going to be away. So if people are going to be away, then she's not going to find them when she needs them. So that's going to be worse for her, and that's why there's a need to say B'fanei the Divine. Okay, this is Tosfos, one Tosfos. One final Tosfos. The Gemara says, "Rabba is Tegira." Okay, so I want to look at this one Tosfos. It's a very lumdish Tosfos section. Rabba is Tegira. Seems like a short Tosfos, but I think it's very important. Rabba is Tegira. The Im Tomar, Mait Zarech LeRabba B'Fanei Nichta MeHegmonia LeHegmonia VeRabba LoChayish LeChlufei Kevin VeYadano LaMahani. What's his kash? The Gemara concludes that Rabba is like the Rabba, that even where there's no problem of Lishma, Rabba still says that you need to find the Fanei Nachtam because ain't had the Mitzvah of a kind. Right? That's the Gemara. So Frek Tosfos, well, let's analyze Rabba's sheet a little bit better. Right? We had a kasha in the Gemara in Daf Gimel that why does Rabba not learn like Rabba? Why does Rabba not learn like Rabba? So what did the Gemara answer? That Rabba didn't learn like Rova because if the problem is only one of Kiyum, so then it should have been enough to say B'fanei Nechtam, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam. And Rava says, no, Asi Lechlufi B'Kiyum Shtaras Da'ama Be'ed Echad, that you'll think that just like the Kiyum works Be'ed Echad in Ged, it'll work Be'ed Echad in Shashtaras. If you only said B'fanei Nechtam, so everyone realizes that's a Kiyum Dika Halacha, so people will say that if a Shliach Echad can say B'fanei Nechtam by Ged, then an Eid Echad can do Kiyum in Shashtaras. So we have to say B'fanei Nechtam. We have to add that extra statement so that people realize, getting this difference. Don't compare Kiyum of Get to Kiyum of Shashtaras. It's different. That's the Gemara's answer. And why does Rabba not like that answer? Rabba says that there's no Chashash Echlufe with Shashtaras because the Kiyum of Get is different than Shashtaras. Right? The Kiyum of Get is different because Yodati doesn't work by Get. And Isha's Nemen is by Get, and Baldover is Nemen by Get. There's so many differences that why should I say that there's a Chashash of a Chlufer? To which the Gemara says that Rava answers, no, there is a Chashash of Chlufer. Because if Shulchan were to say Yadanu Milo Mehem, if they said Yadanu by Get, wouldn't they be trusted? Since Yadanu works by Get, so therefore, there's too much of a similarity between Gittin and Shashtaras, Asi Lechlufi Ba'alma, Bekim Shtaras Ba'alma Be'ed Echad, and that's why you have to add this line of B'fanei Nichtav. That's why Rava says that the Tam is L'Vishayinei Demetzui L'Kaimo for B'fanei Nichtav, and you add B'fanei Nichtav because of Echlufi. So comes Tosus and asks, if Rabba is like the Rabba, does mean? That means what? The Rabba holds, even where there's no Chashash of Lishma, he agrees with Rava's Tam of Kiyum. Okay, so he agrees with Rava's Tam of Kim that the Shliach has to say something. What should he have to say? So Lechora, according to Rabba, he should only have to say Befanei Nechtam. If there's a need of Lishma, Chashash of Lishma, so then Rabba says you have to say Befanei Nechtam and Befanei Nechtam. Why? Because you need Ksiva and Chasim and Lishma. We talked about who the Tam of the Mishnah, Ksiva, Chasim, Lishma, but everyone says you need Ksiva, Chasim, Lishma if you're Rabba. So that's why you'd have to say Befanei Nechtam as well. But if Rabba doesn't care about a chlufe, he holds there's no chashash a chlufe. So even where Rabba admits to Rava, it shouldn't be the same. Rava should say that you have to say b'fanei nitam, b'fanei nachtam, that you even have to say b'fanei nitam. And Rabba should say, even where he agrees to Rava, even where there's no chashash of lishma, but there's still a concern of ein edem etzuyah l'kaimo, so Rabba would say, okay, I agree with you that the shliach has to say b'fanei. But b'fanei what? B'fanei nachtam. Why should he have to say b'fanei nachtam? Even if he Rava is mishum a chashash of a chlufe, but Rabba denies a chlufe. Rabba denies a chlufe because he says there are so many differences between Gittin and Shashtaras. So even when Rabba agrees to the time of Rava, it still shouldn't be the same. He should say that the shliach only has to give the statement of b'fanei nechtam, but he shouldn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. A sharp kasha, very sharp kasha. Taisvus. Yeshlomo says Taisvus no. According to Rabba, there shouldn't be a takana b'fanei nichtav mishum echlufin. No, the only takana b'fanei nichtav is mishum lishma. But once Chazal made the takana, they said that you have to say b'fanei nichtav because of lishma. So even where the Tam of Lishma doesn't apply, Rabba holds that they kept the Takana the way it is. Really, you shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechta. If the problem is only a Kiyum problem, you should have said B'fanei Nechta. But Rabba says it's almost like the Takana was in two parts. The Ikara Takana was because of a Chashash Lishma. Because of a Chashash Lishma, you have to say B'fanei Nechta as well. So once you're saying B'fanei Nechta, where there's a Chashash of Lishma, Chashash of Shalom Lishma, so then even where there is no Chashash of Shalom Lishma, you're saying B'fanai only because of Kiyum. Chazal kept the Takana the way it is, and they said that you have to say B'fanai Nitzav as well. And this is Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, what emerges is that he assumes Rabba, does Rabba agree to the Chashash of Ichlufe? Yes or no? No, Rabba denies it, even Maskana. He denies that there's no chashash echluve b'chlam. But he still says that where he agrees to Rava, where he says there's a problem of kiyum, you have to say b'fanei nichtav as well, because kach tiknu chachamim, they kept b'fanei nichtav, even where the chashash of shalom lishma is not a problem. Comes the Ritva and says no, everything changes over here. The Ritva says, when do you have to say before the Fanim Yachtam? Ukataime. And according to his reasoning, Lomar, Da Philoba Makam Black Mishum Lishma, Kigom Mim Din Lim Dina Bim Dina Sayam, Laacha Shalom Du. We'll get to Laacha Shalom Du and Dafhe. After they learned of Lishma, so then Rabba would agree there's no need to say b'fanei mishum lishma, but there still is a need to say b'fanei because the ain't a dimension of kaimo. Tzarech lomer b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechtan. V'lo sagya l'rabba b'nechtam l'chud. Rabba istay d'rava, even where there's no chashash of lishma, if there's still a problem with kiyum, Rabba says that you need b'fanei nechta as well. You can't just say b'fanei nechtan. Mishum da'osi l'chluve b'kiyum shtaras da'alma. U'kida amar rava le'el. The hashta rabba is like the rabba. Legamri kehilchasa uketame. Velav kida kasalka daitach meikar the rabba lochayesh leichlufe. The Ritva says, once rabba is like the rabba, that means that not only does he agree to the tam of rabba, but he agrees to the chashash of rabba too. That lefi rabba, there's a need to save a b'fanei nichta because of echlufe v'kiyum shtaris, and rabba agrees to that. And that's why, even where the time of Rabba doesn't apply, even where there's no chashash of lishma, if there's still a concern of ein edem etzuyah l'kaimo, Rabba will say that there's a need to say b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtav. Not just b'fanei nichtav, but even b'fanei nechtav. Not because Chazal kept the takana. that the takana lefaninotav applies for the time of Rabbah, and even where the time of Rabbah doesn't apply, but if kiyum is still an issue, they just kept the nusach. Not that they kept the nusach, no. Rabbah agrees with Rava, not just Hilchasei, but Taimei also. He agrees with his Tam, and he agrees, he comes around to say that there is a chashash echlufe, there's a chashash of echlufe, so therefore, you'll have to say, b'fanei nichtav me'ikra adin. If there's a problem of kiyum, me'ikra adin, there's a need to say b'fanei nichtav as well, not just b'fanei nichtav. So machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva here. The Ritva quotes Tosfos in his second day. I didn't give you the last part of the Ritva. He does quote Tosfos, but in the first day of the Ritva, he says something different. Machlokas, the Ritva and Tosfos, would we say when Rabbah is like the Rava, does Rabbah agree with the time that Asi Lechluvi became Shtaras? And that's why you have to say Befanei Nichtav, even if there's no Chashash of Shalol Lishma? Well, no. It's just, you know, part of the Takon. Chazal had a nusach, and they kept the nusach even where Shalom Lishma is not shaykh. What's machlokas? What's machlokas? I was sitting down yesterday thinking, what could be the machlokas Tosfos in the Ritva? The question or... Let me finish, okay? Yeah. What's machlokas? What do you think machlokas is, the Tosfos in the Ritva? So I went back to the Gemara Dav Gimel. I wanted to understand, what's the chashash of Asil Echlu who became Shtaris Da'alma? So if you recall, we had a machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Meshulam had to learn that Gemara. Right? Machlokas, Kudayas, and Rishonim. How did Rashi learn? Rashi learned that there's a machlokas, Rabbah and Rava, whether Yodati works. Right? If one Shliach says Yodati, is he Nemonona? Rabbah says yes, because Rabbah's a Lishmomim. I'm sorry, Rabbah says no because Rabbah's a Lishma man. Yadati is like a Kiyum type of thing. So Rabbah says Yadati, it's not going to work. You have to say Befanei Nichta. You can't say Yadati. And Rabbah says no. Rashi says, according to Rabbah, Yadati is going to work because according to Rabbah, it's all about Kiyum. Yadati is a Kiyum. Yadati is a Kiyum. Yadati is a Kiyum. That's how Rashi learned. That Rabbah is not concerned with the chlufe because Rabbah says there are so many differences. There are three differences between Shar Shtaris and Get. By Get, Yodati is not going to work. By Get, the Isha is Nemenis. And by Get, a Baldover is Nemen. And Rabbah says, what are you talking about? Yodati is going to work by Get. So if Yodati works by Get, there's too much of a similarity between Get and Shar Shtaris, and that's why Asil Echlufe became Shtaris Dahama. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Meshulam disagreed. Rabbeinu Meshulam said, Yadati is not going to work with Kulei Alma. Even Rava holds Yadati is not going to work. Why? Does anyone remember? Why? Yadati is not going to work because unless the Shliach says Befanai, he's not going to be Medik Daik. He's not going to be careful. Yadati is not going to work according to anyone. So what's the Gemara saying? So, Rabbeinu Meshulam, Yadanu is going to work. If two Shluchim say Yadanu, so that's going to work by Get. Yadati is not going to work, but if you have two shluchim, if they say Yadanu, that's mamashakiyim. That zecher is going to work. So Rava holds, since Yadanu can work by Get, just like it works by Shar Shtaris, and Asi L'chluvi B'kiyim Shtaris Da'alma, even though now you really have only one shliach bringing the Get, but if we don't force the shliach to say B'fani Nichtav, then Asi L'chluvi B'kiyim Shtaris, you'll think, both in Ged and Shashtaris, Yadanu works, if two were to bring it. So you'll think Ged and Shashtaris are too similar. So just like by Ged, one Shliach is enough, by Kiyam and Eyachar is going to be enough for Kiyam there too. And that's the Chashash. Yadati doesn't work according to anyone. The whole Asil Echlufi is Yadanu works according to both of them. Right? Let's just get this on the board. I want you to see this clearly. Mati Rashi. Yodati and Yodanu. Lefi Rashi, Rabbah holds Yodati, Mamol beget. Yodati doesn't work. And Rabbah says Yodati does work. Mishum Kiyum. Yodanu definitely is going to work. Lefi Rabbeinu Meshulam, Yadati doesn't work according to anyone. But Yadanu is going to work by Get. Yadana works by get, and it works by shar shtaros, then we're afraid of ichlufa. And that's a chiddush, because here it's only one shliach bringing them. But since if two said yadanu, that's similar to shar shtaros, so you'll think that just like one shliach can bring a get, just like one shliach can bring a get, so too one aid can do the kiyum. So what comes out? According to Rashi, the only reason why there's an asi lechlufe lefi rava, there's an asi lechlufe lefi rava, is because he holds yadati is going to work. Rava held yadati is not going to work because he didn't hold a kiyum. Yadati can't work if the problem is lishma. It's only going to work if the problem is kiyum. So Rava was concerned with lechlufe because he's a kiyum man. If the purpose of the finding out is to have a kiyum, so yadati is the same, right? Yadati is going to work, midin kiyum. But if the purpose of the finding out is for lishma, yadati is not going to work because that's a need for kiyum. So what comes out? If Rabba is slay the Rava, if Rabba holds of the tam of kiyum, so is there a chashash of ichlufe according to Rabba now? If he holds of the tam of kiyum, so now he's going to say what? Yadati does work. Before he thought yadati wasn't going to work. If yadati wasn't going to work, so then there's no chashash echlufe. Because get is so different. Yadati doesn't work and the isha's nemenes and the baldover is nem. But if he agrees with Rava, now he holds that there's also a tam of kiyum. Right? In a case where there's no chashash of lishma, but there still is a concern for kiyum, Rava says you're going to have to say Bifanai. So now he's agreeing with the Svar of Kiyum. So what's he going to say in a situation where you're saying Bifanai because of Kiyum? Yadati would work, according to Rashi. Right? So the Chashash Echlufe should apply. The Chashash Echlufe should apply no less Lefi Rabba than it would apply for Rava. And that's what the Ritva holds. Rabba really holds Me'ikar Adin now. If you agree with Rava that there's a time for Kiyum, Yadati is going to work. So if Yadati works, so just like Yadati works by get, Yadanu works by shar shtaros, they're too similar, you're going to be machlit between shar shtaros and get. Tosus was learning like whom? Rabbeinu Meshulam, that's Tosus, right? Tosus was learning like Rabbeinu Meshulam, that what? Yadati doesn't work according to anyone. The whole chashash echlufe is what? That since Yadanu, if two shluchim brought the get, Yadanu would work by get. So just like Yadanu works by get, it works by shar shtaros. That's what Rava held. And what did Rava say? Rava said this is too far removed. Yadana working by two shluchim is going to make a chashash echlufe if one shliach brings the get. If one shliach brings the get, he's got to say befana. Yadana is not going to work. Yadati is not going to work. So there's no chashash echlufe over here. There's so much of a difference. Yadati doesn't work, so there's so much of a difference in one shliach. Rabbi Meshulam says, no. If Yadana works with two, it's already too much of a similarity. Rabba argued fundamentally on him. Rabbi Meshulam holds Rabba argued fundamentally on Rava. He held that you can't extrapolate from 2 to 1. There's no chashash echluve because you can't extrapolate from 2 to 1. That didn't change when Rabba is like the Rava. Rabba still says you can't extrapolate from 2 to 1. The chashash echluve lefi Rabbi Meshulam has nothing to do with kiyum. Right? It's that Rabba held that you can't extrapolate from 2 to 1. So that svar is going to apply even if Rabba is laid the Rava. Lefi Rashi, the whole chashash echlufe, according to Rava, was due to the fact that he held of kiyum. So if he held to the time of kiyum, yadati is going to work with one shliach by get. So Rabba is going to admit to Rava, if he agrees with the time, then he's also going to say that the chashash echlufe is going to apply. Right, so depending on how you learn the chashash echlufe, that's going to determine whether Rabbi will take a hold of the chashash of echlufe if he agrees to the time of Ki and the time of Rabbi.